This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Ramadan is traditionally observed through visual cues like moon sightings and printed prayer timetables, which can present various barriers for visually impaired Muslims. VML in Amman have created the Blind Faith Calendar, a wearable tactile wrist calendar for blind and partially sighted people observing Ramadan. We're joined today by Basil Jumar, the Executive Creative Director at VML, and Josh Loebner, Global Head of Inclusive Design, to learn more. Thank you so much both for joining us. What are some of the main barriers faced by blind and partially sighted people observing Ramadan?
It's the spiritual experience of spotting the sun and moon. It's part of the traditions of Ramadan to start the month and end it based on the sight of the moon. But other than that, we actually learned a lot about some barriers. For example, gatherings. They always have gatherings in Ramadan and families come together. And this evokes sensory overload. One more thing they repeated in the conversation was the toll of being reliant on people, especially in Ramadan, because it's all about a lot of activities, a lot of things to do during the day with the family, individually, practicing faith, going to the mosque, for example, and all that. It really pushed the reliance to its limit.
It's interesting to consider that many times people with disabilities are forgotten about when it comes to everyday interactions, and sometimes those moments that are celebratory. And for Basil and his team to bring this idea to light to show that are times where hopefully everyone can be just as welcomed as anyone else, whether they are blind or partially sighted or not. This idea helps to welcome everyone, literally and figuratively, into celebrating and being a part of culture, which is truly important.
And how did the concept of the wearable calendar, rather than just having a more kind of basic tactile calendar, begin?
Actually, it started with the Ramadan calendar, the traditional one called Imsakiya. It's really a 30-day, it's a traditional calendar, like a wall calendar or desk calendar for 30 days. And this was really the inspiration, the problem and the solution with the Imsakiya, because it's a timetable, it has a lot of details placed in the home. It was hard for even the families to keep track of it, you know, so we wanted the solution to be personal first. This is the first thing. We want it to be personal and independent. And when we looked at it, and it's all about time, Ramadan is all about time. So the idea and the inspiration started from the challenge of the traditional one, the timetable, Imsakiya, and a lot, 30 days on one sheet is a lot. And thinking of the individual personal experience and the time, we thought of the watch, the simplicity of the hand watch you wear. It's personal, it's easy. And since Ramadan is about time, very specific times, we have the sunset and sunrise. Those are the most two important times in the day for fasting time and breaking fast time. So it's actually a functional watch in the hand, plus has all the moon phases to indicate the days, because it changes every day. So that's really how it all started.
Yeah, it sounds like a really thoughtful design. Can you talk us through some of the main development stages in the project?
For sure. It started actually first and foremost with the bank. We started with them to work on this topic, this inclusivity aspect. And when we looked at the blind people, we wanted to learn more before starting to do anything. And when we started to conduct interviews and listen, this is the most important part of it, was listening to them, to the things that we don't understand how important, maybe spiritually or emotionally or culturally, to them. So it's really started with a lot of interviews. Then when we learned about the significance of this simple yet cultural experience, it really triggered us that a lot of people don't know what the moon looked like or understand the changing phases of the moon. So we started with that. We started with a prototype at the beginning to understand the design of it, because it doesn't work like the regular braille. It has shapes in it, so we need to work on printing. And once we have the prototype, we went into testing and a lot of refinements after that. When we went out for testing, we had to go back, look for materials, the sizes, the choice of material to be strong enough to actually have the embossed shapes. tangible and also to be flexible for everyone to wear it easily. And at the end, we added an instruction sheet for every calendar set on the usage and how to use it, how to follow the steps, how to navigate through it. So it was a long process, but really fulfilling.
I'm sure everyone listening has heard the phrase with, not for. And in this project and so many others, whether accomplished by VML or any other organization that's out there, to be able to move arm in arm down a pathway of progress is really what's needed and wanted by blind, low vision, and others. We want to be a part of the conversation. We want to be a part of the collaboration. So co-creation is critical to be able to prototype, iterate, test, and get feedback to know what's working, what's not working. What are those individual wants, needs, and desires that we can take not only from marginalized groups who are part of the blind communities, but also those people who are part of the creative teams who are continuing to iterate, that there's learning on both sides, right? Which is truly wonderful, so that we can be able to grow in our knowledge collectively and to be able to welcome everybody into a project in a way that we're all striving towards a greater good.
And what kind of feedback have you got from people that have been able to use this calendar after it's launched?
The feedback was honestly heartwarming. The first one was with people who were born without sight, born blind. It was amazing to feel and see the reaction of them really going through the moon phases and learning about it through touching. And the other part, which was for those who either partially sighted or lost their sight at a later stage of their life, for Muslims in Ramadan, it was just a beautiful reminder and clarification of the shapes that is there in the sky.
And you have already expanded upon the original design once, but do you see any future steps to continue this project?
Actually, this year, because that was done last Ramadan, this Ramadan, we took also in partnership with the centers and with the community to learn more. This year, we took it to a different step and we went from making it personal experience to a shared experience. So we created the Ramadan calendar that has both written numbers and dates and also the tactile texture in it in a flat surface calendar, not a stand calendar, because this is how we learned the hand reading gesture started. And we launched it this year as well. And we got feedback and ideas and insights for next year because this is not meant to be a one-off. It's meant to be really an ongoing work and project that keeps involving everyone in the community in what matters to them.
Oftentimes, with different technologies, adaptations, tools, and techniques, blind people and those who are partially sighted who may use tactile elements, while it helps them individually to be more independent, it creates opportunities for collectivity within a larger community, right? To maybe feel the braille or feel the symbols and have conversations, right? It's not just about helping, supporting with blind communities, but actually to expand ideas and conversations with everyone. So one project we're working on that we're really excited about right now, just to build on community, is with Tennessee Tourism. When it comes to image descriptions online, oftentimes those are very challenging if they are not incorporated optimally, so that an individual who uses a screen reader, as a case in point, might hear something that's just a simple or a bland description. Or no description at all if there's no alt text associated with it. But we wanted to go beyond technology and showcase and connect with what's important for Tennessee tourism, and that's Tennessee songwriters. So connecting humanity and technology, we worked with Tennessee songwriters to be able to craft very evocative, sublime alt text image descriptions for our digital experiences so that people who are blind or partially sighted don't simply get information. But actually, the images through the songwriters are able to transform into imagination. And that's something that we're really excited about to be able to launch this year.
Well, thank you so much, Basil Juma and Josh Loebner, for joining us here at RNIB Connect Radio.